Jai Baba, this is Mehar Ruspe Bharucha speaking with my father on love, respect and acceptance.
Jai Baba, so today there is a new place of our shooting. Okay, so another one. Respect can vanish in a second. Love can wither in a moment. But a relationship based on accepting the good and the not so good has a chance of permanence. That's why a dog is man's best friend and not the other way around.
Man's best friend.
That too you understand. You know everything about dogs. Doggies, you understand.
And not the other way around, because mankind can't really accept who you are truly, and they always have some difficulties in accepting who you are. As in, if somebody doesn't like something about another person, that person will find it disgusting or like, I don't want to be around you.
Shut the fans. Come.
What?
Okay. So, what you're saying, I'm sure our 9 viewers have understood. Okay, basically is this. What Baba says is that when we say that we love somebody, what does that mean actually?
That we care about that person.
Okay. What does care mean?
Care means when you love someone, when you take good, when you keep that person happy, if that person is not well, you
take care of them. Okay, basically is this.
You look after a person.
Okay, it's basically is this. What Baba says is that many times when we say we respect somebody, basically what we are trying to say is that that individual's life, no, we approve of. We are happy with the way that man thinks. So we say we respect that person. Okay? If an individual does something that you are not happy with, you will say, I no longer respect that person. Which means, I have to live my life according to what another person wants me to live my life. For me to have that person's respect. That's a waste of life. When we love someone, most of the times, we love the fact of how that other individual loves us. Okay? I'll give you an example. Some time back, I had a friend who really loved his dog a lot. His whole life, in fact, I've written about it in one of my books. His whole life revolved around that doggy. Whenever he would come home, the doggy would rush to him and lick him. And you know how dogs show their affection. The dog got a little old and something went wrong with the dog. Whenever this friend of mine would enter the house, the dog would rush to him, but after a point, no, it would be aggressive. A few weeks later, it started growling at this friend of mine. It was not well. In 3 months' time, this friend of mine never talked about that dog. Earlier, every time we met, he would show me some photograph, he would talk about whatever little cute stuff the dog did. And then one day I asked him, what happened, you know? Is your dog all right? And he said, no, my dog has got mad and all. No, I don't know what's gone wrong with him. We are mostly going to put him to sleep. Why? because the dog's behavior changed against this friend of mine. So actually my friend loved the dog's love for himself, for him, more than what my friend loved the dog. And most of us love others in the same way.
If somebody else is not acting nice to us, then we stop respecting or loving.
Yes. So, do we love that individual or do we
love the way that individual
loves us? That's the question. Okay? So, Baba says that respect can vanish in a second. Let's say someone respects me. Oh, he gets Baba, he does this, he does that. And that person is a pure vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. And then suddenly he comes to know that, oh, this guy smokes, drinks, eats non-veg. And yet he calls himself a follower of Baba. He might lose respect in me. It's as trivial as that. Love can vanish. So, respect can vanish in a second, love can wither in a moment. But a relationship based on accepting the good and the not so good as a chance of permanence. Why do relationships between friends survive much more than relationships between spouses and parents and children and siblings?
I feel because when you have a friend, you can show a side where you can have fun with him, I don't know how to describe it, but you can...
So on a talk show, you don't know how to describe things. I got it. See, normally, you will accept the good and the not so good in a friend. Okay? Even if a friend does something wrong, you'll say, forget it, it's okay, he's a good guy, let it be. Why? Because many times, we don't expect the stuff from friends that we expect from our spouses and our parents and our children and our siblings. That expectation is not there. Okay? True love goes beyond expectations. True love goes beyond perception. That is why dog is man's best friend. Man is not dog's best friend.
Because a dog will accept
you immaterially, irrespectively of what you are. But we will always gauge, judge. We are complicated animals. Okay? So you get what I'm saying? That's why when you say I love an individual, you gotta ask yourself, do I love that individual or do I love the individual loving me? Am I serving someone because I truly love that person, or am I serving that person for some ulterior gain, or even to keep up with that person's perception about me, or to please my master, Goddess, God, Guru? Okay, my love? Got it? So, Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.